Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Are DDD custom eyeglasses used on others? Plus, today's Facebook post, servants on assignment. And guess what? In our studio today, Steve Wheeler explains why drinking water is connected to the living water.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, boo. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go.
There's evil on the rise. Yeast devil, back to the oven that baked you.
Okay. Wasn't expecting that, but that was pretty funny. To let you know, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment brought to you by, guess what? Did you see those rains? Did you see those troubles?
Reminded me if I had the house and there happened to be maybe a leak and I had a roof issue, I kind of know exactly who I would call, Dave.
Yeah. I think there's no way that if you're sitting in your house right now on your couch and there's a huge hole in your roof that's like 10 feet by 10 feet and you're just looking at the sky, I just think there's no way you just sit there and do nothing. And that plastic bag liner will not work.
It's time. It did this last storm. It ain't going to hold.
Yeah, it's not going to help you again. Excalibur Roofing. If you're dealing with roofing needs, if you're dealing with inspection needs, if you're dealing with needs that have to do with new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, it doesn't matter if it's commercial. It doesn't matter if it's residential. It doesn't matter if it's waterproofing. It doesn't matter if it's remodeling. None of that matters. If you're thinking, well, I want a very unique roof. Well, I want a very plain roof. Well, I want a very unique yet plain roof. It doesn't matter. You want to call Excalibur Roofing because they are the best at taking care of people's needs in the roofing industry. And you think, how can you say that? I don't know. How about all the clients that they've got that say they're the best in the roofing industry? That's a good place to start. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. If you didn't figure that out. ExcaliburRoofing.com because they're called, wait, get this, Excalibur Roofing. See how that works? That's how that works. They're called Excalibur Roofing, so it's ExcaliburRoofing.com, which you can also go to any search engine, type in their information. If you just put in Excalibur Roofing, guess what's going to pop up? Their website, Excalibur Roofing. Get it? There's a theme here.
What if you type in DiMaggio?
I don't think Excalibur Roofing will come up if you type in DiMaggio. But if you do type in Excalibur Roofing, Excalibur Roofing will come up. 760-743-8803. You guys are thinking, where do you guys get this information? My mom dropped me on my head when I was a baby.
Paint chips.
There you go. They're also giving away two pairs of Padre tickets a month for KPRZ customers who sign up for any roof work during the regular season, but you better hurry up because the way the Padres are going, things are tough. You can call them. You give a call at 760-743-8803. You will be pleasantly surprised, besides the fact that just talking to them will be great fellowship for you. So that's all good. All good stuff there. Let's get into our DDD, custom eyeglasses used on others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. I got this today. Now, when I say I got this, that's probably not the right phrasing. So while I'm reading and doing my devotions today, I'm reading this, and this portion leaps out a little bit unique at me, a little bit differently than maybe I'd seen it before. So I thought, And it's 1 Samuel 18:9. Very short verse, But by the time I was done kind of meditating and thinking about it, it was like, wow, I guess I did not and have not seen things quite that clear. So I'm hoping that this will help you and I all see clearly together. 1 Samuel 18:9 says this, "So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward." So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. This is out of the Holman Christian Bible, the Holman translation. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, earlier in the story, see, David had slain Goliath. And then the women were in the streets and they were dancing and they were singing and they were saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David has slain his 10,000s. And then Saul got jealous of David. He was very upset because he was the king. He was the one who was supposed to be getting glory. He was the one that's supposed to be being acknowledged. After all, he's the king. It's supposed to be good to be the king. But David was getting more praise than Saul. So Saul took this very unfortunate taint, a tinted view of David, and watched David jealously from that day forward. You see, what happens is if we don't get the right amount of praise and somebody else gets praise, there's something that happens to a lot of people, and it's called jealousy. And you start to see the person who's getting the praise differently than you saw them before. So here is the challenge that I want to drop into all of our laps simultaneously. How do we see other people in our lives? In this case, Saul, King Saul, looked at David jealously. So no matter what David did, it was through that prism, period, all the time. As unjust as that seems, that's what happens to a lot of believers. They'll engage with other believers and some one thing will happen. And maybe if it's not jealousy, maybe there's a sense of anger, or maybe there's a sense of you feel that there was a dishonest element, or maybe you just sense there was something that you were aggrieved in some capacity. And then you look at that person with a new filter every time you see the person. The danger in that is what? Well, it's pretty obvious. Every time King Saul saw David, he saw him through jealous glasses, no matter what David did, no matter if it had nothing to do with anything at all, no matter what, King Saul imputed evil motives to David's actions.
I could be wrong, but point that out if I am. But that's another reason why, like, we talk about you and me having, you know, issues between two people, because it does happen. But when there is an issue, we take care of it right away, because if you take care of it right away, then it doesn't fester, then it doesn't get worse, and then, you know, your relationship as Christians is better.
And that is the most practical approach initially. In this case, Saul was jealous at David from a distance, which is really kind of a unique element. Since he's the king, he should perhaps have known better. And it's nothing better than a king to have a bunch of great warriors going, my guys do it, my guys do it. You should have been happy. But because they were singing the praises of David and not Saul, Saul took a bad shine. Now, this is part of the plan where God's going to replace Saul with David. But everything David did from that moment on was tinted. And that's the danger. So here's the question, along with what lines that Robo Producer just mentioned. We try and take care of it right away so it doesn't fester, so it doesn't grow, so we don't have that tint on our glasses. Here's the question. What kind of glasses do we use with others? And that then becomes the bigger issue. Not simply the people you are close to, but even the people you're associated to, even the people that you work with at a little bit of a distance, do you think, well, that person's mean-spirited, that person has no heart, that person has no compassion, therefore everything that person does is seen in this no-compassion capacity. Everything they do, every little thing they do, every nuanced little thing they do, it's just because they have no compassion, that's because they don't care. And that's every action becomes that way. And here's the challenge for the Christian. If I want you to think about what kind of glasses that we use with others, and here it is as we're exiting, and here's what I want you to think of. What kind of glasses does God use with you? Because I'm pretty sure those are the glasses that we're supposed to be using with others. Ouch. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
From Sport.org Radio, I'm Steve Lloyd-Jones. Ever feel like you need a timeout? Life gets hectic, and we can all feel overwhelmed. Just last week, Major League Baseball took a three-day break for the All-Star festivities, and many of us take vacations this time of year. Getting away to rest and relax is important for our physical and spiritual health. Former Tulsa head football coach Bill Blankenship talks about the value of a timeout.
I believe that the Lord expects us to take time to renew ourselves, to focus on Him, to give ourselves a chance to really be renewed. And we need that in our sleep and our rest and our play and all those kind of things. And so for me, taking a timeout means there has to be days that I don't spend all day talking football and thinking football and living football. And so you have to be able to find those times to, I believe, get away, sometimes by yourself, sometimes with your family, sometimes, but you have to have those points of renewal that are much like a timeout during the game.
Rest and renewal are vital for our lives, and we're renewed spiritually through time in the Bible. David Conrady of SCORE International has more.
To me, if we're not spending time in His Word, if we're not taking a time out to spend time in His Word, then it's awfully difficult for us to really get a clear communication with Him. There's absolutely no question in my mind that in today's society, with all the technology and the just the constant contact that people can have with you through the electronic media, to be able to take a time out from that, and as a Christian, most definitely, to be able to step away from that and get quiet and be alone with God, even if it's just for 3 minutes, you know, just to get away and get refreshed and refocused.
Jonathan Kahn, a Messianic Jewish rabbi and pastor, and one of the more outspoken voices of the day concerning biblical prophecy, will be at Maranatha Chapel on Wednesday, July 29th at 7 p.m. Jonathan believes America has turned its back on God and is incurring God's wrath and judgment. Jonathan believes that Jesus the Messiah is the only answer, the only chance, and the only hope for America. Jonathan wrote the best-selling novel, The Harbinger. Is God warning America? And he believes that America is at a pivotal point. Jonathan is also president of Hope for the World Ministries, which is devoted to giving out the Word of God to fulfill the biblical mandate and great commission to bring salvation to the needy, to the Jewish people, and the unreached peoples to the ends of the earth. To learn more about Jonathan Kahn at Maranatha Chapel on July 29th, visit maranathachapel.org, maranathachapel.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just checking out the weather. You know, it's just, it's been muggy a little. But still, a lot nicer than, like, Cleveland. So, I mean, let's be honest. Traffic not as bad as I thought it'd be about right now. So that's pretty good. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting. Our good friends Tom and Brittany, Joseph and Maria, and the whole crew over there at Current Solar Contracting, who just have this to say. Are you interested in coming $0 out of pocket, but then saving monthly money on your electric bill? You don't have to love tofu or wear a wig or a tie-dye t-shirt or any kind of medallions. It's totally okay. You don't even have to like any kind of special footwear or anything like that. You don't have to sit there and be able to do the peace sign or do a fake Spock sign. You can just save money on your monthly bill. That's it. That's all there is to it. Zero money out of pocket, monthly savings every single month. As we were talking to Tom, we found out anywhere from $50 to $3,000 a month, depending on the project. And it could be even more. That's amazing. Call 619-272-0303. No, you don't have to wear hippie sandals to do this. 619-272-0303. You can go to currentsd.com. That's the website. Current SD stands for San Diego, even though it should stand for Super Dave, but it doesn't. It stands for San Diego, currentsd.com, 619-272-0303. I will tell you this. Every home or business that Current Solar Contracting is involved with, that they do an install on, they're taking $500 and giving it to the Unity for Orphans. Now, why that's significant is because they're doing $300 donations everywhere else, but just for KPRZ listeners, $500. So it's like, very cool. 619-272-0303. This is a shorter segment, as most people know. And then in the next segment, we're going to do our Facebook post plus a little history. Steve Wheeler in the house already. I mean, he just came in right from out of the country, came right here, didn't even go home. Okay, that's not true. But it's funny. All right, here we go. Here's the short DDD. It's called Our God Reigns. And it is the R-E-I-G-N-S one. Okay? Okay, just making sure. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. For Sammy. Chapter 17, verse 45 says this. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with a dagger, spear, and sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel's army. You have defied him." Ooh. Now, for those that don't know, this is kind of an intense little portion right here. This is David talking to Goliath. Again, when David met Goliath, David didn't stand back and go, "Well, let me think about this." David went running towards Goliath. No reservation, folks. Not when you're doing it in the Lord. And he said to the Philistine, "You come against me with dagger, spear, and sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord." David said this to Goliath. I want you to catch this. With. You're thinking, well, with. That's one word. Right. You got to catch it. "You come against me with. You come against me in your power, Goliath. You come against me in your equipment. You come against me with your dagger, with your spear, and with your sword. You're coming against me with what you've got." And then David responds, "I come against you in the name of the Lord. I come against you in God's power. I come against you in God's equipment. I come against you in what the Lord offers. I come against you under the power of the King of the universe. You come against me with worldly armor. I come against you in the name of the Lord. You come against me with weapons of warfare that are carnal. I come against you with weapons that are beyond carnal into the spiritual." Here's the key. When David faced Goliath, do you know what he did that we need to do better? He never forgot who his commander was. When David faced Goliath, the biggest challenge of his life, or ironically, what he thought would be the biggest challenge of his life, turned out to be King Saul, quite much more challenging. But when he faced what appeared to be the biggest mountain, the biggest obstacle, the biggest difficulty in his life, he did not for one moment forget who the commander is. Not who the commander was, but who the commander is and who the commander will always be. When you face your Goliath, he might be 9 feet nine tall. That's big. I don't know about you. That's tall. Dude, that's up there. His spear might be so big that just the tip weighs 15 pounds. It could be enormous. But that obstacle named Goliath in your life is not bigger than the commander and chief of the universe. And you come in the name of the Lord, and that problem comes to you in the name of sin, the name of Satan, the name of the world, the name of circumstance. But you come in the name of the Lord God, King of the universe, whose throne sits at the center. And there is no problem, no issue, no circumstance, no struggle that is bigger than your commander. None. That Goliath, It's a bummer. He's big, but he's not as big as him whom you serve. And when you come in the name of the Lord with his power, his equipment, his anointing, his strength. Then you're going to find out it might only take a small, smooth stone in a nice leathery pouch and flung one time. And it's over. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Now's the best time to graduate from your old car at Team Kia of El Cajon with 0% APR for 66 months. Plus, your first three payments are on us on select new Kia models like the Optima, Forte, and Sedona. And if you clear $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve you. 2015 Kia Soul Lease, just $111 per month with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. At Team Kia of El Cajon, take $6,000 off with any trade. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Cohn of DrCohn.com and Southern California Seminary. I'm excited to be part of a new church fellowship in San Diego, SDF, San Diego Fellowship of the Bible. It's all about the Bible at SDF, learning, growing, sharing together, getting to know God better together. It all starts Saturday, July 25th. Visit SanDiegoFellowship.org and let us know if SDF is for you. SanDiegoFellowship.org.
When the proper time comes, making the transition to a smaller home or a senior community can be extremely challenging. Where does someone start when dealing with estate sales, relocation, personal inventories, and right-sizing? Allow me to put you in touch with Don Lasico, the owner of Caring Transitions of Carlsbad. Because each person is different and each situation unique, Caring Transitions of Carlsbad doesn't use a one-size-fits-all approach. Each client is given a customized strategy that enables the client to utilize the right services for the best value at the best price. A person's life isn't designed by a cookie cutter. Their transition plan shouldn't be either. Call Don Lasico at 760-509-9189. 760-509-9189. You can also go online to CaringTransitionsCarlsbad.com. Caring Transitions of Carlsbad, a total solution to minimize stress and maximize results.
Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said about worry. How much pain they have cost us, the evils which have never happened. Many years later, Mark Twain put it this way: I am an old man and have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened. How is it possible to experiencing something that never happened? By worrying about it. We imagine in our mind what something will be like if it does happen, and then live in the negative image we've created. So instead of worrying, the Bible says we should commit everything, past, present, and future, to God and live in His peace. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's peace on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Just hanging out talking to Steve Wheeler while you guys aren't. You don't get to hear some of that conversation when we're off air. I'm sorry. That's not how the rules work. But he's just showing me some pictures, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I mean, we've been talking about the well, and we've been talking about the filter and the processing for it and how they work. And we're going to get into that in the next segment. He's going to hang out with us for the rest of the show after we get through this segment. Not that we're getting through this segment. That's probably didn't come out the right way.
Don't you call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. Now, come on before somebody sees you.
Thank you for that. We do have our Facebook post, but I want to make sure we get the history in, because we like doing history because it keeps us, aware of the fact that maybe the Lord will come back before I finish the segment. That's what it makes us aware of. Okay. For those that do not know, on this day in 1873, this is going to surprise you. You're not going to know this one. The first train robbery west of the Mississippi was pulled off. Who do you think pulled it off? Robo Bruce, do you have any idea who would have pulled off the first train robbery?
I know I'm wrong on this, but I'm just going to take a wild stab. Billy the Kid.
No, but that was an excellent guess. That was a very, very good guess. The actual answer is Jesse James and his gang were the first ones to do that. In 1925, in the Monkey trial, John T. Scopes was found guilty of violating Tennessee state law by teaching evolution. That was later overturned on a technicality, and the nation's been going downhill ever since. Nice job, guys. In 1998, astronaut Alan Shepard died on this day. Also in 2002, WorldCom filed for bankruptcy. Then, at that time, the largest bankruptcy in the United States of America. For those that do not know, on this glorious, glorious, glorious day, this will be super great for our very own robo producer. Today is junk food day.
Gotta love it. On the day that I have for lunch, a very nice Spanish panini.
You had a Spanish panini for
lunch?
Spanish
panini with Spanish cheese. I don't even know what it was called. The Spanish salami and bell peppers was great.
Wow, that's what you had for lunch?
That's what I had for lunch.
I had a protein bar.
I think I did better than you.
You did. Don't talk to me. I'm not talking to you. All right. For those that would like to understand some of the other history that's going on, in 1959 on this day, the NS Savannah, first nuclear-powered merchant ship, was christened by the First Lady Eisenhower at Camden, New Jersey. Wow, that's pretty interesting. This is the one that caught me off guard that I wasn't sure. In 1961, Captain Virgil Gus Grissom became the second American to rocket into a suborbital pattern around the Earth, flying aboard the Liberty Bell 7. And this was in 1961.
I wonder if they understood the gravity of the situation.
You know, that joke is falling to Earth. It's plummeting. It's completely on the way down. Let's get to the Facebook post before there's a revolt. What do you got for Facebook post music?
Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Now that one I like. That's classic. All right. People that sit there, they've asked me before, you know the Facebook post music, where does that come from? Wherever. It comes from wherever. No, really. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. I think most people will appreciate this. Very simple. Paul writing to the church at Corinth. Here's what he says. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. Okay, so in the Facebook post, because we go a little goofy on this, here was the question. Who is David? It's my post, so I said, who's David? Who are we? Who are you? What are all of us? Why, at the top of the list, we are servants of the Lord. You see, the idea is that to be in service to the Lord and to work together with the Lord, that's the highest honor that there can be. If you were a tennis player, and you worked at a tennis club, and your boss was Arthur Ashe, and you had a chance to work with Arthur Ashe and for Arthur Ashe as a tennis player, you would have been like, yeah, I love it. Now imagine somebody so far above Arthur Ashe, the Son of God, the King of Kings, That's who you're a servant of. That's who you work with. And what's wonderful about this portion, and it's delightful, is it says, only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I want you to know something. I don't care if you're 85 or 5. There's an assignment for you from God. There is a work. There is a your fingerprints only. Yes, everybody shall witness. Everybody shall participate in the Great Commission. Everybody shall love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love their neighbors, love their stuff. All of that is true. But in the 12 disciples, there was only one Peter. There was only one John. There was only one James. And there's only one you. And you have an assignment. You have a plan. You have a purpose. And no, I'm not going to answer for you what that is. That's your job in your pursuit with God to know what it is that he's called you to do. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Steve Wheeler. I got a message for you. He's working his assignment. You listen to this radio show. I'm working my assignment. You have an assignment too. It could be anything, but make sure it's between you and the Lord and you do the assignment that he set before you. Because operating in fear and burying your talent never impressed anybody, specifically God. Got that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
By now, you've probably seen or certainly read about that Planned Parenthood official sipping wine and eating salad while discussing the selling of fetal body parts and how best to crush an unborn child to preserve those parts. The statements were so gross and stomach-wrenching that even the president of Planned Parenthood was forced to criticize their tone. Not the procedure itself, of course, just the way it was said. Many columnists have denounced the procedure itself, but what did they expect? When you have allowed the killing of more than 55 million babies, moral restraints are difficult to reapply. Would someone please tell me what standard has been violated in this baby parts selling business? Proverbs 29:18 puts it best. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Isn't that what we're seeing with traditional marriage and abortion and just about everything else in our country? We've lost the vision of God, and the result is too many people have cast off all restraint. Could this be why the terrorist threat against us gets worse by the day? I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Every person getting married needs to be prepared for some adjustments.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Tuesday, July 21st.
I come from a family where handshakes were good, and my wife came from a family where hugs were good. So I had to learn to hug my wife more and besides just kind of slapping her on the back. So that's something I had to learn.
I'm glad he learned. Every couple's got to learn how to make adjustments early in their marriage. Before our wedding, my wife Barbara chose a silverware pattern called Old Master. I decided to go down to the department store and check it out. I asked about the price, and an elderly clerk told me it was $59.95. My response was, that's not bad for an 8-place setting of silver. The clerk pushed back her glasses to the edge of her bony nose and gave me a condescending look and said, son, that's for 1-place setting. I'm sure you could have heard me anywhere in that department store when I shouted, lady, do you realize how many plastic knives, forks, and spoons that would buy? We don't even own a table. Needless to say, I had some adjustments to make. One final thought. Relationships are more important than individual preferences. In your home, make sure that you're willing to adjust and change. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, the famous, now I call him famous, he's not famous, but he's famous to me, and that's good enough, Steve Wheeler from Whitefields and Whitefields Ministries. Steve, how are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be here, and I guess I'm famous because there's only one other person in the office today here with you and me, so if both of us know me, then yeah, I'm famous in this studio.
You are, but you know, I think you're also the only Steve Wheeler on KPRZ on 1210 AM right now at this time on the air.
Right now
building,
at this,
this
time.
Floor.
Okay, right now at this time. That's good. That's a good clarification to make. But it's great to be here. You know, I've been to Africa and back since the last time I was on your show.
Is that where you were in this last week? You were out of the country, and I mentioned people that you were out of the country. So where were you, and
okay,
how long were you there?
Great.
And then give us your itinerary.
I was in Africa. I was in the country of Uganda. We opened the field of Uganda through Pastor Onesimus Noboko, who graduated here from the Southern California Seminary right here in El Cajon. I met him right here in your studios at KPRZ. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing how God works, and it was amazing to be with him in his own country. And I'll tell you what, the name of it, the church that he's planting, is called God's Embassy. Here is what happened. The parliament member of, federal government of Uganda, parliament minister, the guy that's from their region, visited their church a few weeks ago. And the building is located on a little piece of government-owned land, so they're not allowed to build a permanent structure there. And so it's just kind of a wood, and there's pictures of this. I think I showed you some pictures. There's pictures at our website. And the parliament member said, wow, for God's embassy, it's not a very impressive building. So Onesimus was able to say to him, God does not dwell in the building. He dwells in the hearts of the people, and that's the church. And you're going to see our people be a witness and a testimony and God's ambassadors in this community. And that was exciting to hear.
That's kinda cool. Yeah.
Kind of made chills go up my spine when I was there.
Cool.
Because we initiated a real outreach in that community with the water tank and the biosand filters that your audience has been hearing about.
Right.
And I want to let them know, we got that started. There's pictures on our website, and they can see what the water tank looked like. And here's kind of the exciting part of that. That is a permanent structure built on that government-owned land. So now Onesimus is able to go talk to them and say, hey, you know what? How about if you go ahead and give us a 100-year lease on this property? Let's build a permanent building. We've got the water tank. And it was a great opening to all the government leaders. They actually came and gave a commissioning of it. So the local, regional, city council kind of members, uh-huh, those leaders, mm-hmm, came when we had it finished. They came, they tested the water in the biosand filter, because I'll tell you what, we're going to put some videos up of that. We walked down. If you saw what they were pulling the water out of, it's a little pool gathered by a creek down at the bottom of an area. All the houses with their pit toilets kind of dug up above it. There's no utilities at this place. I know Americans don't get a grasp of this, but there's no running water. There's no sewers. There's no electric lines in this area, this community. And they pulled the water out of that, and it just looks like some dirty sludge kind of that they're pulling out. And then they would pour it into the top of the biosand filter. And then through that filter, it would flow out into a clean bucket. I drank a glass of that. And I had no illness while I was there. Praise God. Thank you.
That's important, though, right?
Sometimes you get sick just even being there. But no, we had a great time with that. That opened up a tremendous witness to the community because the water tank will hold 18,000 liters of water. It collects the rain off of a very large tin roof that's a part of that building. And the people will no longer need to go down to that little pool at the cesspool area. They will be able to come to the church. The amazing thing is a number of the government officials kept saying to me, water is life, you know, water is life. Water is very precious in a place where people cannot collect it and have it. And I was able to say to them, Pastor Onesimus and the church here are going to give that free to all the people of the community. They just bring their buckets, their containers. They just get the water here. And they said, that's a very good thing. And so testimony, God's Embassy Church is already representing God in a wonderful way.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, that's amazing that it's just that fast that you guys just put that together, and now it's like the Lord is already opening doors for you to be integrating into officials in the country.
Phenomenal. And you know the part, you just finished that great about God's service and we're servants of God.
Uh-huh.
We're not doing this alone. I teamed up with James Fazio, the dean over at Southern California Seminary. He is a president of Uganda School of the Bible. They're going to be working on training pastors. We also teamed up with another agency that focuses specifically on building the water tanks. They're masons. These guys are skilled. But the key thing is Whitefields helped network those groups together. Everybody did their part, and it's really cool because some of the guys in the church, they were learning how to make the bricks and learning how to build the tank, how to do the masonry work, and it was just fun watching. I had a great time with Peter. Peter's our age. He did a lot of standing around, you know, watching the guys.
I'm working on it by looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, the key thing is he knows stuff. And so he knew if that's too thick, this doesn't have enough moisture in it. You got to know stuff, David. We got to pretend like we're really smart when you get old and you don't want to dig the dirt and haul the wheelbarrows. And Peter was a great guy. He was training the guys from the local church to work alongside his workers, and they were all building, laying the bricks together. It was really exciting to watch that happen.
All right, let's talk. I want to talk to the audience and just have them understand. What is it that Whitefields needs from the audience? Let's get to the core of it. I mean, we've talked a great deal about the different elements that you guys are doing and Whitefields and their approach. By the way, website-wise, Steve was mentioning that there's some pictures up there. That's whitefields.org. Whitefields.org, whitefields.org. That's give you a chance to look at the picture, look at the church, the embassy church, look at the well. I mean, look at these different processes of the building. These are the things that I want people to take a witness to. But I want them to connect. Right. And what is it that you need from people who are listening that will help exactly what we're talking about, advancing the kingdom, utilizing people that God has identified throughout these areas?
Sure. Here's the thing, the way the resources worked. While I was there, we walked to another property. There are young men trained, ready to go plant churches. They could start a new church. And you realize in a community, you don't just jump in a car and drive 40 miles to go to church. These people own no cars, so they have to walk. Now, I met some of the people that are walking an hour and a half to get to church in the morning. What we'd like to do is put a church in their community. We'd like to then build a water tank right at that new place. And so the way people can get involved, because it all comes down to resources. And we don't have unfold resources. I don't have a place where I just go pull all the money we need and go do it. We need people that will partner with us to help us advance that cause. And now this is one of the areas where we're doing that. And in Uganda, we can put a biosand filter, and I think about $60 provides the materials. Here's the really exciting thing about that. Nothing has to be imported. So I know people talk about filters, and they start going, oh, I buy a filter at REI. I can buy a filter here. I buy a filter there. Those people can't do that. We can, though, provide the materials right there locally. They can build it right there. And we're aiming to put that whole process in place so that the local people, the local church members, can do that. Here's an exciting story about a young man, John. His family came back from Tanzania, extremely poor. His dad had died in Tanzania. Mom came back to Rukungiri because that's kind of where her family was from. Grandfather had been there, but the grandfather died. Young man John came back. He was literally naked, David. He was just wearing rags. That's what they told me. Hmm. The members of the church, first thing they did was got some clothes for him. That young man John was out there helping make the bricks, helping carry the bricks, helping move the... He was gaining dignity in being taught how to build and do this.
That's cool.
Now, kind of cool thing, I gave some money to Davis, the guy that kind of leads the ministry to the poor there at the church, Special Compassion Ministry, Touch of Grace, they call it. I gave him some money. I said, don't tell John where this money came from. Go buy him a new pair of shoes. Well, Davis did such a great job. He got him a pair of shoes, really cool red canvas shoes, and a pair of pants and a nice polo shirt, red, big red stripe. John wore that to church on Sunday.
Wow.
And when I asked Davis, how did it go? He goes, hey, I didn't tell him who gave the money. I just said, someone that loves the Lord got you these clothes. Young man John said, God answered my prayer. That's the exciting part. He's learning the dignity of working and building because he's a part of the church there. So every day now, Pastor Onesimus says, well, John comes to the church every day. And so I said, great, team him up with Davis, team him up with Robinson, team him up with these guys, give him a little job to do, make sure he has some food to eat. And he's never had any education, never been to school, had very limited language ability. And I'm looking forward to visiting in a year and seeing what that ministry has done. That's what the listeners hear by participating financially. They unleash that by allowing us to put more biosand filters into homes, by getting more tanks built at church sites that we're getting started. That's the process.
Yeah. So this is a big part of advancing the kingdom of God by demonstrating, by love, by demonstrating compassion, by demonstrating an ability to give people drinking water that don't have drinking water. And so you're looking at the thing and you think, okay, Dave, I'm hearing you, but what can we do? Couple things. We're going to take a break here, but I want to tell you a couple things. One, Romans 15:30. You join a struggle by praying for it. It's very specific. Paul said, join in me in my struggle by praying for me. It's as specific as you can get. Number two, if you go to whitefields.org and check out on the website the water link, and you check out the different pictures, and then you'll see there's opportunities to give. It's about $60 for one of the filters, right?
That's right. It gets all the materials are right there. So we're going to set up a ability for them to build those. They're built out of concrete, so they're permanent, and then they're filled up with some gravel, some sand, and then some really fine sand. There's a little metal cap on the top. You pour the water in the top, it flows down through that sand, works really functionally very well. The ministry that we're working with there, they do all of that sand separation, getting it just right. The local health officials come out and inspect it and make sure that it's correct. And then the water's filtered. And about $60 provides the materials they need for that. And that puts one of those then in the house of the people so that they'll pour that water in and get clean water every single day.
Okay, that's the key. So I want you to either go to whitefields.org or give Steve a call, 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. We're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come right back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. You know how they say if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen? Well, with Ecola's patented heat process, termites definitely get more than they can handle. According to Consumer Affairs, it's the only full structure alternative for termite control, unlike orange oil. So while other companies might bring termites oranges, we bring the heat. Our effective and environmentally friendly alternative for ridding your home of termites. termites. To learn more about our patented Hicola heat process, log on to termitelady.com. That's termitelady.com. We offer mother-approved, simple methods, perfect for families, perfect for pets, perfect solutions created just for you. So call us at Hicola Termite and Pest Control for a free residential inspection at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Hicola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at barabbasroadchurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're hanging out with Steve Wheeler, Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org. That's the key component, folks, whitefields.org. You can always call Steve, kind of talk to them, see what's going on ministry-wise, 760-846-8610. If you have somewhere in your heart you're thinking, I want to get involved, I'd like you to talk to Steve, or at least check out the website first, but talk to me, Steve, about what $60 does from a person that's thinking, you know, I got $60, I'll do that. What does $60 do?
$60 can do today, right now, and what they, if they give that, if they visit the website, they can read the blog that we just put up from my own eyes, with my own eyes. I was just there. I saw this. I saw the biosand filter. I saw them take a bucket of water out of that cesspool, pour it into that biosand filter, and when the water came out, I drank a glass of it. I didn't get sick. I've been perfectly healthy the whole time I was there. That's what that $60 will do. Get the materials so that we can give another person a biosand filter. That's the key component. We have a page on the website. If they just look across the top, the menu says water. They can click on that. They'll see some pictures on there. We're going to go, when I get home tonight, I'm going to post a picture right up there of the completed water tank. We'll get a picture of the biosand filter. My son was there photographing with me. He came along and visited on that whole trip so that we could bring back through his camera to the people. They can see through their own eyes what that's doing. But that $60 will provide the materials to put a biosand filter. It's kind of like giving people a glass of water. We would here just go to a faucet and turn on a faucet. There they can't do that. But, you know, 20% of the children that die under the age of 5 die from a waterborne illness. If we could just give them clean water, we could keep those young children alive. So the families surrounding that church, and here's the really key thing for people here, is that they're giving it through the ministry of God's Embassy Church there. So Pastor Onesimus is going to be managing that and seeing that. They're going to be making sure that the poorest of the poor get one of those filters in their house. And that's what we're working to do. We're working to get that whole network of churches in that regional area working together. People hearing the gospel, people receiving Christ. And I'll tell you what, people here can connect. On that water page, there's a button, a blue button there that says donate. If they click on that button and donate through that button, 100% of their $60 is going to go into the water ministry of Whitefields in Uganda. It's not going to be used for any of our administration. That's covered through our other donations, and our board members cover that costs. So if you want to just get specific, if they give through the button on the water page, That money, I guarantee, will go to the water ministry part of what we're doing. Now, we're trying to expand and support church planters. That's through our regular donation page. They'll see that on the website as well. But if they want to say, I want to get one of those filters into a house, I want to get those people water, go to the water page, click on the blue button, and that money will go there. So that's one way to start supporting the ministry. If you want to know where that money's going to go, that's how it'll go through that button on the water page.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's something that I want people to recognize. This is kind of an important element. 100% of what you give goes there. They're not taking a single penny out of anything in the water ministry element. If you're giving through the water ministry, if you go to whitefields.org, you click on the water button and you decide to give through that blue button, 100% of what you give goes to that purpose. And the reason, I think, is pretty basic. It's a great idea to give people water by which they can live. It's also a great idea when you're giving them that opportunity to have water to share about the eternal water of life.
Absolutely.
And there it is. Therein lies that connection. Therein lies why we do what we do. It gives you that opportunity. And I don't want anybody to break a bank. I don't want you to don't be taking out loans. Pray and ask the Lord if he wants you to get involved. And then if the answer is yes, I want you to get involved, then just be obedient. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing. Just do what the Lord puts on your heart. But you can certainly, and I've asked people to do this on a regular basis, certainly pray for Steve Wheeler. Certainly pray for Whitefields and their ministries. You can join them that way. But do me a favor. Take the extra 30 seconds. Go to whitefields.org and look. And then observe and see if there's a connection there and respond to it. I'm asking you to take the time out of your day to give that opportunity to see if that's a ministry connection that God has for you to be involved with. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Nice job, Steve Wheeler. Good job.
Great to be with you again.
You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.